And now for a little more on the next generation of musicians. Last week on the show, we talked to Nathaniel Graves and Phoebe Bodurtha, two finalists singing in Dartmouth College's annual singing competition, Dartmouth Idol. You don't remember? Maybe this will jog your memory. The high note heard around Hanover propelled Nathaniel into the finals. After inspiring performances by all six finalists, Nathaniel Graves won the competition and became the 2013 Dartmouth Idol. Producer Zach Nugent found Nathaniel at home in New York for spring break and asked him how it felt to be crowned this year's Dartmouth Idol.
It's absolutely amazing, I think. But what was more amazing, I mean, the title is great, but I think for me, I think just the production and the performance was the most spectacular and the sweetest part of things is doing it. So after like the last duet, it was sort of an energy drop and a letdown because I wanted to do it the next night and the night after that.
So how did the performance go? Can you take us through it?
Yeah, it went really well. So for my first number, I actually did a Bruno Mars sort of medley with dance. And I was dancing here and there and I was singing here and there, but it was to be very interactive with the crowd. So that went really well. I got to showcase some of my other skills. And then the second half was duet focus. For the duets, I did a duet with Jeremy Whitaker, and we did Mr. Paganini, which is like a jazz song, which is absolutely amazing, one of my favorite songs. And then with Phoebe, I did The Prayer, which was the closing number of the whole performance.
Okay, what American Idol winner would you most like to emulate post-competition?
Oh, that's a tough question. I mean, I'm more in tune with the older seasons of American Idol, so I really liked the work Fantasia's done and the work, she wasn't an American Idol winner, but she was a finalist, Jennifer Hudson has definitely done.
We were wondering if you were willing to sing a few bars of one of your songs.
Oh, that would be so nice. I was thinking about something like that. I'll do Mr. Paganini for you guys. The concert was over in Carnegie Hall. The maestro took bow after bow. He said, my dear friends, I have given my all. I'm sorry. It's all over now. When from the balcony way up high, there suddenly came a mournful cry. Oh, Mr. Paganini, please play my rhapsody. And if you cannot play it, won't you sing it? And if you can't sing it, you simply have to do la boo bit wee ba boo bit wee beep bow. Ooh, you, oh, you, oh, you, oh, 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 you.
Producer Zach Nugent there speaking with Dartmouth College senior Nathaniel Graves, winner of this year's Dartmouth Idol singing competition. I'm Virginia Prescott saying goodbye and thank you from all of us here at Word of Mouth for supporting listener-supported New Hampshire Public Radio.